Hello?
Hi, Jason.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, this is Anna from Vice News. How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Can you hear me okay? My headphones have been acting up.
Can hear you fine.
Great. Sorry I missed you yesterday and then just now, and thank you for taking the time to call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I just kind of wanted to get a little sense from you of like your perception of this group and also their sort of current campaign against a couple people. But first, can you like tell me a little bit about yourself to the extent that you're comfortable sharing anything? Like, how old are you? Where do you live?
I live in New York. I don't want to say too much else.
Okay. I get it. Yeah. And so just to be clear, anything that we talk about today will be on background, meaning I won't quote directly from it, not without your permission. I would just use it to inform my reporting and try to understand kind of what's going on here. I thought that Seth did a good piece about this board's eyes on the comedy scene, but there might be a little bit left to do here. So I guess can you tell me like why you reached out to Seth or like what your feeling is about the group or when how you joined it, like anything about it really,
Well,
or where you're going with it.
I joined it back in 2014 after the Opie and Anthony show got canceled, and I was
I
mainly
remember
just doing,
that.
yeah, I was mainly just doing it to like follow what the hosts were doing, and
So did you join it when it was still on Reddit? I remember it. I don't know if you remember, but they periodically got real interested in me.
I'm sorry, who?
The Opie and Anthony subreddit, I was like one of the people that they were sort of interested in making fun of, so I actually remembered it when I saw it again.
Oh, really? Well,
Yeah, I mean, they made fun of a lot of people.
yeah. Well, basically, like, I just was interested because they went from being like diehard fans of Opie and Anthony to basically hating them with a passion. So it was kind of interesting to see like that like psychological dynamic.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't
Yeah.
it?
The part that made me like stop appreciating them though was like once they just started going after random people that like basically they started off as being like the people who Opie and Anthony sicked on their rivals. And so at that once they started hating Opie and Anthony, and Opie and Anthony stopped paying attention to them, they just started picking people at random and just attacking them. And actually, I did reach out to Patrick when when they first started attacking him, and I basically just told them, you know, like this is how these people operate, and you know, just don't feed the trolls. Like, it'll all go away if you just ignore them. And he basically he gave me like a very hostile response, and I guess didn't really listen to me. But I reached out to Seth for the same reason, and I basically told him what I know, because I know he's like a journalist. So they only started going after Seth like last October, so that's basically how I got into contact with Seth.
Yeah, I mean, and it seems like Seth, they were interested in because he's like, a critic of the comedy scene or the worst elements of it. And then Patrick, it seemed like kind of what you're saying, where they went after him sort of at random because he said this thing about Norm Macdonald, and then he said it, and so they like were almost sort of like encouraged, like because he was responding.
So they went after Patrick like in 2018, and it was basically right after all the regular show members had completely stopped I think they had like some kind of internal meeting to stop talking to us because Anthony had just released a book and it was getting bombed with like bad reviews and stuff. So I after that happened, like anybody who called into any of their shows and brought up the Opie and Anthony subreddit would get hanged up on, and nobody from them like would respond to anything. So basically, they were just looking for somebody to go after, and it just so happened like this Patrick guy was provocative, and he would basically feed the trolls, so to speak. Like he would reply to everything, and I guess they thought his replies were funny, and so that's why they went after him. And then when he got banned from Twitter second time last October, that's when they started going after Seth, and it's for the same exact reason. They just needed somebody to go after, and it was the toxic cis white male fat account that was like the number one person saying like, oh, pick this guy, pick this guy, you know, because
And you know who that is?
I believe very strongly that it is Chris Italia. And the reason, I mean, first of all, he said that he was Chris Italia many times. And also, after Seth's article came out, he deleted his account. And when he made a new account that only I knew about, or like only people in the secret forum knew about, and I told Seth, he deleted that second account. So,
So there's like a secret form on the ONA board.
yes.
What's it called?
I think it's just called like secret. Or no, it's called verified.
And what happens in verified that doesn't happen on the fourth board
Basically,
that I can see?
just planning out attacks because when people would organize on the regular forum, they would basically like the victims were starting to get smart and they would like plan for these attacks. So basically, on the verified forum, it's just planning out attacks.
Did you participate in them?
No.
Why not?
I
I
mean,
want to
it's.
be clear, like I'm not like an authority figure. You're not gonna get in trouble
No, I know what you're saying.
for participating.
No, it's
Okay.
like I said earlier, I don't like the idea of picking random people to just go after. Like, you know, when it was Opie and Anthony people, it was sort of like karma getting back at them because they used to go after rival radio shows and they would do like all these terrible things to them. And so once the pests, which is what they're called, once they started going after Opie and Anthony and them, that was sort of like karma getting back at them. But when they're just picking random people and just going after them because they're bored, you know, that's I'm against that.
What do you think the people they go after have in common?
That's actually a good question. For Patrick, like I don't mean to like be mean or anything, but like Patrick Tomlinson, like he sort of takes himself very seriously, but at the
That's a good
same
way to put
time,
it.
he like sort of has like a peculiar way of talking. So, and he also feeds the trolls, which is like their number one goal. So it's like, and then for another one of the people they went after, Joe Kumia, he it's like the same thing. He takes himself way too, Anthony's brother. He takes himself way too seriously, but he's also very clumsy and does like a lot of dumb things. And he also, for a long time, used to feed the trolls. So I think that's like the number one thing. And then, I mean, at this stage in the game, I think a lot of them are just cruel. They just like to say terrible things for the shock value.
I mean, it's sort of hard for me me to figure out what the like end point of this is going to be. Like, are they just going to keep picking targets forever until the ONA forum gets banned? Like, what? But you know, it's like, what's the plan?
Probably.
Do they have any long-term goals?
They don't really. I mean, yeah, I guess people just had to be educated because, like I said, you know, if you don't feed the trolls, like, they move on to a different top, like, person. You know, they've never really, really, really destroyed anybody's lives, but they've just made people miserable. And the only thing to ever get them to stop is if they stop replying. Like, and that's, you know, that's why they started going after Patrick. It's because the regular people stop replying. And, that's why they started going after Seth. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
but
like you said.
Thing...
Sorry?
Huh?
No, I was going to say, like you said, probably until the forums get shut down, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that seems not a bad guess. So one thing that Seth said, and I don't know if he got this from you or someone else, is that he thinks he knows maybe who created the forum.
Oh, Quasi?
Somebody who's an ex-op. Does that sound familiar?
That's two different people. There's one
different
guy,
people.
The guy who created the forum, Quasi. He used to do, like... I forget, he used to have, like, some kind of business, but he was, like, a moderator on the old Opie and Anthony Discord, and his name is Rahul, and he wasn't really secret
okay.
about hiding his name. He's, like, an IT guy. The other guy, the ex-cop, he's the one, his username is Space Edge, and he's the one who's, like, doxing everybody, and... I think his Xbox gamer tag got, or like somebody found out his Xbox gamer tag, and it was like the same username that he uses for everything, and it was like tied to his real name, so that's how we know who he is.
Right. Yeah. So, and if it's what do you understand his real name to be?
I forget what his real name is.
Is it Canyon Boykin?
Yeah, Canyon Boykin. And Quasi's name is Rahul.
Right, Quasi's name is Rahul. So, I mean, one thing that I'm trying to figure out is tying these guys to their identities because, like, for instance, as I'm sure you know, like, Canyon killed someone. And that's, like, why he's not a cop anymore.
Right.
Well, actually, is he still a cop? No, I don't think he is. But he might be especially good at looking up people's information. And
well,
God
yeah.
knows, he might still have access to, you know, like, cops have access to all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly. And he's the one who comes, he's the one, like, every time they pick a top, or a target, he has, like, their addresses and phone numbers, and he's, like, prank calling them and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if he's especially good at doxing people, it might suggest that he has access to databases that normal people don't. You know, because like
right.
most of them you can take info off of, but not all of them. I mean, yeah, I'm going to... Do you happen to remember what his Xbox tag was?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to find it. I don't know.
Okay, if you happen to remember and want to let me know, that would be great, but you definitely don't.
Yeah, I can try to
anymore.
Search it when I'm near a computer or something, but...
Okay. I mean, so if I were you, I guess this would be a weird experience for me, because it's like you have a front row seat to these people planning out pretty shitty things, but if
yeah.
you say or do anything publicly, they're going to do it to you, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, I mean, are you scared of them?
I was really hesitant to give you my name, but I think as long as my username doesn't become public, there's nothing they can really do. I mean, the thing is, I mean, yeah, if they found out who I was, they would definitely do all this stuff to me. But I guess I would really just ignore it and wait for it to go away. But obviously, I don't want you telling them anything.
No, of course not. I would never. I mean, part of the problem, though, is that they don't just go after their targets, right? They go after people's
Right,
families,
right.
Yeah,
So,
which strikes me as, pretty upsetting. I'm sure that you have loved ones, and you would be upset if somebody started, I don't know, calling your mom or something like that.
Well, I didn't expect it to blow up like this. I was just trying to help Seth. But I mean, I
I think
mean,
he did.
yeah. So I mean, I'm willing to help if it helps put an end to, what they're inflicting on people.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's almost like this group of people just can't be allowed to gather together. Because
Yeah.
they do something to each other. Like, do you ever think about that? Like, they might not be like this individually, but it seems like as a group they are.
Oh, you mean
Like,
like if there were just random people left to their own devices, they wouldn't do this to people, but they only do it because they're gathered in a group, is what you're saying?
I'm just wondering if you think they would still be doing this if they couldn't like show off for each other,
Oh, no, definitely
or
not.
if part of them
And in
left.
fact, there's only like a few dozen people left out of like the 30,000 that were originally there. And I think the only reason they're still left there is because all these people have something to show off. Like, I think most of them like have like a meme that they've created that everybody uses. So I guess they like to see people like to come to a place where people are using their memes and stuff like that. But
I mean, do people ever talk about their lives or what they have going on, like outside of terrorizing people?
not really. Like some people will say, Patrick is ridiculous for trying to sue us. I live in Europe. Or, I mean, people really do not talk about their lives. Like they'll talk about their favorite movies, I guess. But, I mean, they're like extremely paranoid of getting caught for obvious reasons. So I think most of them use like VPNs and Tor and stuff like that. And, so they don't really talk about, they definitely don't talk about what they do for a living or any of their demographics.
Is it mostly men?
Yeah,
Or is it mostly
probably
girls?
almost certainly
Go
all
ahead.
men.
I mean, does the stuff that you see bother you? Like, is it having an impact on your mental health? Or is it just kind of like, I don't know, how do you process the fact that you're watching these people do this? What
I'm
is it like for you?
basically like I'm basically watching it like I started off being like fascinated to see these people go from being like diehard fans to being like diehard haters of this like show. So I was like sort of interested at first from like a psychological standpoint. But and then I guess now I'm just like interested to see how it ends, 'cause for like the last like 4 or 5 years, it just seems like these people were on their last legs. Like, like they would get bored or whatever, or they would get shut down. So I'm mainly like, for now, I'm just like watching them out of curiosity. It doesn't really affect my mental health that much. Like, obviously, I'm disgusted by that, but I mean, yeah.
Sound like you're in your early 20s. Is that accurate?
No, I'm it.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I'm not in my early 20s.
I have a reason for asking, which is that I feel like people who are slightly younger, like in their 20s or younger, because people grew up online in some ways, this is like less shocking. Like when I talk to like my parents, they don't know what doxing is. They don't know, like none of this is anything that they would even think of. And it's like you know what you're looking at. You have a better, you're able to analyze it more because, I don't know, because you grew up around it, maybe. I don't know if I'm assuming too much.
I wouldn't say that's inaccurate, but I'm a bit older than that. I'll say that.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm not, I don't mean to pry. I'm just thinking about it.
No, that's fine.
So, the things that I'm going to do now are, I'm working with a few other people on this, and I'm not, you know, we're not broadly repeating our names because we'd all like to avoid getting docked for 2 years. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been docked before. So I don't know. I understand the limits that doxing has. But so basically what we're doing is we're spending a little bit of time trying to understand if we can figure out who Rahul is or anything else about this Canyon guy, since they seem like two of the sort of like power users, as it were.
Right.
Is there anybody else on the forum who's like especially active or especially like virulent, even just their username?
What do you mean? Like people who are especially offensive?
Yeah, or like anybody else who's like who picks out targets and other people follow them. Like, is there anybody else who's sort of like a leader, for lack of a better word? Or is everybody sort of equally deranged?
Yeah. I would say like pretty much everybody is like the maximum deranged. It's only like their only limit is like their level of talent. So I guess the Space Edge he knows is like really good at doxing people, so that's why. But there's really like no leadership.
That's interesting. That's super, super interesting. Yeah, I'm going to spend some time trying to understand who else might be flipping up and revealing their real name. At some point, we'll write a thing just about this group. Like, because, you know, one thing that Seth didn't talk about is, like, their specific obsession with Patrick, which I actually think is indicative of what's going on with the group, which is, like, sort of choosing random targets and, like, egging each other on. Like, I thought what he talked about with the ties to the comedy world was really interesting. Has Chris D'Italia or Toxic White, this, that, whatever the fuck his name is, has he started posting again or no?
I'm not aware. He deleted his account and then made a new one and then deleted it again. So I would imagine he's back, like, on a third account, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. If you start to suspect somebody is him, would you like mind letting me know?
Yeah, of course.
I'm kind of curious. I don't really know what else to do with this at this point, but this has been really helpful, and I'm trying to figure out what else to do beyond just looking at Canyon, because I think it is obvious that like that this is going to keep going.
Right.
You know, like that. I mean, because it seems like the people who are left are not, like you say, they're not getting bored. And
yeah.
So, like, it's not like people get busy or, you know, get married or something and drop off. They're around. They're just around.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Until they're not allowed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you happen to remember Space Edge's Xbox password.
Yeah, the gamer tag.
Or anything like that, you want to know?
Yeah, I'll try to
find it. That would be really helpful. The only other thing I would ask is that at some point, if I want to quote some of what we talked about here, not using your name, I'll ask you. Like, I'll send specific quotes that I might want to use, and we can make sure that they're not incriminating or anything like that. I basically... I do a lot of stories where people need to stay anonymous for whatever reason, so that's usually how I do it, is tag people's quotes and make sure
right.
that there's nothing in them that could unwittingly be, like, telling. Because, like, how many people are in the verified group?
Probably, like, 40 to 50, I'd say.
40 to 50. Okay, so it's not few enough that you could be identified.
No.
But, not that nice either. Okay. So if you, like, if you had to give advice to people who get targeted by this group of people, you would basically say, like, literally just ignore it and it's gonna go away.
100%. Just
what else?
Well, if you get targeted as a troll, just 100% just put your stuff on private. Don't respond at all. And just tell, I mean, most people who get trolled don't get trolled this hard. They don't have like their friends and family being called. But if that is the case, then you tell your friends and family, don't answer, don't just delete everything, block. What you asked what else? I really can't think of anything else.
Right, so it's
Like,
literally just as simple and difficult to do as like just fucking don't, like don't engage.
yeah, I
Yeah,
mean that's
that's good to know.
that like out of the hundreds or like dozens of people that they've gone after, every single one that they've moved on from, they moved on 'cause the person stopped responding.
Oh, that's actually the other thing I was gonna ask you. So, like, did things get deleted after people like pick a target and then move on from them? Like, do you notice posts disappearing, or do you not really pay attention to it?
I don't think they delete anything. I mean, they'll get banned if it happens off the site. Like, it'll get removed. Like, if it's on YouTube or, Reddit or something, it'll get removed. Pretty much the entire old subreddit is gone, but whatever happens on the
Yeah,
forum stays on the forum.
okay. The reason why I'm asking that is because I'm trying to go through to just make a list of like previous people that they've targeted besides Patrick, just to give people a sense of the breadth, especially outside of like the comedy world, you know, like other people. I know there's like a
Right.
gay country singer, I think, something like
Yeah.
that.
Logan Lynn. There's actually
Logan Lynn.
somebody did a YouTube documentary which is still up, and it gives like 100% of what happened with that. It's
Okay,
called,
Logan Lynn.
yeah, there's a video on YouTube called The Lynnspiracy by a
The Lynn.
YouTuber. Yeah, it's called The Lynnspiracy, and it's a YouTuber called Beige Frequency, and
Beige frequency.
I think it's like 17 minutes long or something, but that's like he gets like 100% of what happened with Logan Lynn. And then also I think Logan Lynn, or there's like an article written about Logan Lynn, so that gives
Love
like.
that, yeah. If you remember other people that they were like focused on, can you let me know? Just like send me a text or shoot me an email or something. I'm interested in kind of like having a better sense of like who all they focused on.
Yeah, there's quite a few I can think of. I can send you an email with some links and stuff.
Yeah, that would be really, really helpful. I mean, I think this is sort of important. Just because this is like the terminal end of like internet harassment, which is like a tiny group of people just sadistically doing it for each other's
Yeah.
amusement or something. And yeah, I don't know. If I have more questions, is it okay to text you, email you? Like, what is your preferred way of being contacted?
Preferably email.
Email's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess the two things would be if you can send me anybody who you remember being targeted by them, and if you remember his Xbox username,
Yeah,
that would be
yeah,
really
yeah.
helpful. But I appreciate your insight. I would, of course, ask that you not like drop my name in
Oh, for
the
sure.
forum for any reason.
There's no way, not a chance.
Thank you. I would be, you know. Yeah, I had a death in the family earlier this year, and I was like, oh, they would 100% focus on that.
Oh yeah, they go after the funeral
Because I told
pages. No, I'm
them.
definitely not going to reveal anything.
Thank you. I
So.
really, really appreciate it, and thank you for calling me. I know it's a leap, and it requires my trust, and I promise that I will not make you regret it. So let's keep in touch via email. Let me know if anything you happened, but thank you for taking the time to call me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, Anna, and
Yeah, and you too.
All right, you too.
Okay, talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.